angry.
Why?
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for news and information on our economy, famous events, and all the elements of real estate. Broadcasting around the nation on SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker at Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, as we listen to the Kinks sing Autumn Almanac, we welcome you to the second hour broadcast of All Things Real Estate. Now, we're just a few days away from the start of the fall season when we mark the autumnal equinox. As we mentioned during the first hour of the program, this is an astronomical event that occurs when the sun crosses what we call the celestial equator, which is an imaginary extension of Earth's equator line into space. The equinox actually occurs precisely when the sun's center passes through this line. And as we know, after the autumnal equinox, days become shorter than nights as the sun continues to rise later and nightfall arrives earlier. And to help me discuss all of these inside baseball astronomical things, but more importantly, how the fall season impacts a whole host of real estate activities, I'm very pleased to welcome the Vice President and Qualifying Broker of the Santa Fe Brokerage of Sotheby's International Realty, Mr. Drew Lamprecht. Drew, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ray. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Always a pleasure, my friend. So with that, Shannon Sullivan, my producer, why don't we get our second hour start of autumn show underway. Assuming his role this past January as vice president and brokerage manager, Drew is leading more than 100 brokers affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty in our two offices in Santa Fe. Drew began his career with the company in 2016 as an accomplished associate broker, offering services maximizing on the strength of the Sotheby's International Realty brand while coupling his local Santa Fe knowledge. And it was during this time that I was actually very lucky to have Drew on the show on several occasions during our Broker Reflection segment. Drew currently serves as the Vice President of the Santa Fe Association of Realtors and will actually assume the role of the Association's President next year. And among other distinctions, in 2018, Drew was honored with the Santa Fe Association of Realtors Rising Star Award. So, Drew, maybe a good way to start our conversation is to simply ask how the past 8 months have evolved for you since you assumed your job leading the Santa Fe brokerage.
Well, thank you very much, Ray. I think one of the most exciting parts about this this year has been getting to work very closely with our esteemed colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty. We have such a strong group of seasoned and tenured professionals that it's really been a joy just to get to help as they're navigating this changing market, making sure we're taking care of our clients and having them at the forefront of information.
Yeah, well, you hit it on the head, too, my friend, and that is that this market is changing. 2 years ago, right after COVID hit our lives, real estate really went into a transformation that we had not seen for many, many years previously. And over the past 2 years, it continued to be one of the lifelines of the economy nationally and even globally. We've now come into, as others have said, a more balanced, perhaps an even more desirable market, the relationship with home buyers and sellers. So with that sort of as a precursor, what are your thoughts about the state of the market as we actually start this fall season, Drew?
We're really going into a much more balanced market. And during the last couple of years, while things have been exciting and dynamic and brought so much attention even to our local community, It was a challenge for the imbalance in our market. And having that balance increased, having our inventory balance back out to where people have more options to look, and sellers still have a lot of interested buyers coming to check out their property. It really has allowed us to re-engage our clients to make sure that they are on top of all their decisions, and that everything that they have in front of them, they're comfortable with in navigating the current reality of our market.
And, you know, it's interesting, Drew. I think you would perhaps agree with me that those sellers, up until quite recently, have been pretty much on top of the market. They were the side of the balance line that was imbalanced. And sellers would say, well, it was fabulous for us. We were making a lot of money. But at the end of the day, and my point being that, you know, it still was not easy for sellers. They had greater challenges having to deal with this imbalanced situation. They had all sorts of issues associated with buyers waiving certain things during the process that sometimes created changes, transactions not going forward. So this balance situation, I think what you're pointing to, is actually better for everybody, even if the dollar amounts that sellers were used to during those halcyon days are a little bit less and maybe a little more diminished. Is that true?
Yeah, I think with the balance comes a perspective that a buyer is going to want to make sure that they help understand the property fully and understand what they're buying. And sellers are in a position to make sure that their well-presented property gets all the attention it deserves. And I would still describe this as a seller's market due to our lower inventory and days on market are balancing, but still very historically low. And so for a seller going into with a desirable property and it buttoned up, there is still a lot of demand and they'll have a lot of interest in their property. In the last couple of years that increased our price point in our community, I'm not seeing that that's dropping. I'm just seeing that the bidding wars have subsided. And so people are able to go in and still a very high valued property and really understand it well as they move forward on their purchase.
Excellent observation. Now, mortgage rates have increased. They're topping 6% for the first time since 2008. But I think we need to remind everybody that they still are historically low. I remember when my parents were buying a home, and they paid close to 18% on a mortgage. So 6% is still a heck of a bargain for a home buyer, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's that perspective of historical data that really allows us to say, okay, this is what allows a more balanced system, allows everybody to move forward and balance the realities of inflation, buffering real estate against inflation, but also keeping it in check.
One of the things about the Santa Fe market is, as we well know, it's such a desirable location. People from all over the world come here and make it their primary residence or a second home destination. And that has impacted, as has been the case in other parts of the United States, with us having a low inventory of homes to offer to home buyers. In this changing market, low inventory is not quite the same challenge that it was perhaps 6 or 12 months ago, is it?
Yeah, it's so interesting. Looking at the current data, as of the end of August, and we're looking at residential available active listings in Santa Fe County and Santa Fe City, those combined, we had 661 active listings in the residential market. Looking back, that's most similar to 2019 and even the start of 2020. It wasn't until late into 2020 we dropped below the 600 mark and got as low as 209 at the beginning of this year. And pulling this data out of our Matrix MLS software provider for Santa Fe City and Santa Fe County, and just fascinating to see we're at our lowest at 209 active listings in January of this year, the lowest that I've seen in the last 5 years per month. And we've jumped back up to 661 in August. With that has come to that balance. It's bringing us back in line with 2019 numbers. What's really interesting as you look back historically, it's still half the point that we were at on average in 2017, where that this time in 2017 in August, it was 1,109 active listings. So as we look at that five-year history, really impacted by COVID, but already on a trajectory of less inventory because of the desirability of Santa Fe, we're still in a really strong position in this balanced market in 2022.
Now, neither of us are economists. We're licensed real estate brokers, you being a qualifying broker as well. But nonetheless, though we were actually facing some serious issues associated with our general economy, inflation, rising gas prices, et cetera, as you have been using the word balance in real estate specifically, perhaps our general economy is getting a little bit better, and we are hoping that the trends continue down the path that we've seen over the past few weeks of lowered gasoline prices and perhaps lowering inflation. That will help everybody at the end of the day, especially those that are seeking to buy a home, won't it, Drew?
It will. And, you know, understandably, there was a bit of a pause in the market across the country and even within Santa Fe over, say, May, June. As July and then rounded into August, things really started to pick up again strongly as people became comfortable with, you know, that these changes that were happening were going to stay, but that it also gave us, you know, the opportunity to help balance this market. But we're seeing really, really strong third quarter numbers come through with lots of activity. And again, if a seller has a desirable property that is buttoned up at all different price points, we are seeing a lot of activity.
Very good, my friend. Again, Drew Lamprecht, who is the qualifying broker and a vice president of the Santa Fe Brokerage here in Sotheby's International Realty, is my special guest today for the second hour. So with that, Shannon Sullivan, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our Start of Autumn-inspired conversation with Drew. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Autumn leaves are twirling all around, orange, yellow, red, and brown.
Coming right back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader. Now back to Ray Post and All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.
The phone. Drift by my window, the falling leaves of red and gold.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of All Things Real Estate. That is Eva Cassidy singing her version of this very famous song, Autumn Leaves. I was astounded to discover so many artists that perform this song, but it's a beautiful one, and understandably so. And the reason why we're playing it is because a few days from now we start the fall season. And my special guest, who I will reintroduce in a moment, and I are actually talking about how the fall season is one of the things that's influencing the real estate market as we move into the middle part and end of September. Mr. Drew Lamprecht, the Vice President and Qualifying Broker of the Sotheby's International Realty Brokerage in Santa Fe, is my special guest. And I know that Drew is delighted to also encourage you to join us each Sunday at noon for our program on either 1260 AM or 103.7 FM. You can also listen to the show anywhere in the world by going to the Listen Now link at the top of the homepage of ATREradio.com. That's ATREradio.com. Or you can always go to SantaFe.com. And if for some reason you've missed part of this second hour broadcast, make sure that you go to the All Things Real Estate section at SantaFe.com to listen to a podcast that my fabulous producer, Shannon Sullivan, will post right after Drew and I are done with this program. Drew, I'm reading something here. I can't remember where I got it from, but here's the opening paragraph. Real estate is a business of hustle. Agents, brokers are constantly on the grind, working hard to generate new business opportunities, lock in success for current clients, and grow their brand's market share. That paragraph probably characterizes the brokers that we work with at the Santa Fe operation of Sotheby's International Realty, maybe as good as anyone else could say it. Do you agree?
I do agree. I think as we develop our talents, it's a lifelong relationship that we are in this industry, and with both with our clients, but also with our business, and how we are staying on top and ahead of the curve, bringing our clients to the most recent offerings and taking advantage of all that technology has provided us.
Sotheby's International Realty in Santa Fe is, we are proud to say, the number one brokerage. There are a number of very fine brokerages that work in real estate in our city, but we're at the head of the list for all sorts of reasons. I think, going back to what you just said, a lot of it has to do with the quality of the people that work as brokers in the firm. I think that's maybe a place to start, and then we can talk about all the other people. What makes them so special from your standpoint, Drew?
I think what really defines us as being those neighborhood experts with a global reach. On our website on Sotheby'sRealty.com, it's a great way to enjoy previewing and looking at different properties. And it's also a great way to get to know our brokers. You see how they present properties, but also on their agent profiles, a great way to get to know them. That relationship with your real estate broker is such an imperative one, and that comfort level starts often for our clients well before they're looking to buy or sell, but looking to connect with that professional, much like they do with attorneys, much like they do with their tax professionals. Have that relationship established, and that way that real estate professional is always keeping you with the best information, so when you are ready to make your real estate moves, you have your support system in place and can hit the ground running.
And it's a real team effort, too. Not only do we as real estate brokers serve as those close advisors to our clients, and as you just said, we encourage people to make sure that they have some kind of a chemistry with the broker that they enlist. But there are so many other people that are part of the process, from the title company, from lenders if they're involved in it, from home inspectors. Everybody plays a role in this. And frankly, Drew, it's become even more important that this group is tight and works together closely, because the process is no less complicated now than it was just a few years ago, is it?
Yeah, one of the elements I really enjoy in my role is gathering our brokers for that sharing of best practices and resources. Our clients really looked for us to be the center of the experience and helping them navigate and connect with all the different professionals in the real estate transaction. But as we work together, our ability to help lead this market from a luxury point and across all price range, the sharing of best practices amongst our brokers is really kind of inspiring to hear all the different talent and experiences and best ways for us to help our clients come out winning in these situations.
I want to continue down this path after we take a break in a few minutes, because there are so many different elements to it. But one of the things that people need to understand is that though we are rather proud at Sotheby's International Realty of being able to facilitate people who want to buy luxury properties, higher-end properties, frankly, and this has been my premise since I started as a real estate broker over 20 years ago, is to work with first-time home buyers on that, get them into the market, get them into the first house, because if you do a good job, you eventually will probably be asked to help them again as they move up the ladder. So the point being, Drew, that Sotheby's International Realty has quality listings up and down the price scale, don't they?
We do, and in that relationship, to your point, is lifelong. So whatever point a client is looking to either enter or navigate the real estate market, we really pride ourselves in being there for that client and establish the relationship and as a community support, but also a community connector. And my great mentor and colleague, Penelope Vasquez, you know, she's shared experiences where she's helped clients over her 20-plus years in this market sell four or five homes. And it really does become that familiar, friendship, professional resource that you have that you know you can trust.
And on that score, and I think you maybe alluded to this, is if you have a happy client, not only are they probably going to come back to you and want to buy, as is the case with Penelope, four or five homes or even more, but they also become great volunteers to say, hey, if you want to buy a house out there, Penelope Drew or one of the other brokers in our company is the destination you go to. So referral business is at the heart of any broker's success, isn't it?
It is, and I've really enjoyed that part of this role as I've moved to the supporting our brokers and not a direct salesperson, that I love connecting clients that reach out and want to know their great resources here at Sotheby's International Realty in Santa Fe and find out what their goals are and then link them up with great options of our brokers for them to consider working with. So I always welcome people to reach out and happy to help connect you with our esteemed, really successful brokers.
A couple of things I want to talk about, but we're going to take a break here. I want to continue down this path, and one of them has to deal with we brokers could not do it without the incredible support staff that we have, the administrative and the marketing team, that frankly are some of the best in the entire country that work for our company. So why don't we hold that thought, Drew? Let Shannon take us on a break. We'll come back. We'll continue our Start of Autumn-inspired conversation and then let you, Mr. Lamprecht, actually talk a little bit about how proud you are of the people that work with us as brokers, okay?
Thank you, Ray.
Very good. We'll be back shortly. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader. Now back to Ray Post and All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.
Let me go. Home tonight. I'm coming back home.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. That's Michael Bublé singing his famous song, Home. Seems sort of appropriate today as we offer you our second hour of the show because we're talking about homes, buying them, selling them, all the different things that Sotheby's International Realty does. And my special guest is someone who knows a lot of this information to answer that overall question about home buying and selling, Mr. Drew Lamprecht, the qualifying broker and the vice president of Sotheby's International Realty for our Santa Fe brokerage. Drew is actually joining me again, as I said, for the second hour today, and we want to encourage you to tell your friends to listen to our program every Sunday at noon, Mountain Time at Santa Fe's 1260 AM, 103.7 FM. Or you can always go to the Listen Now link at our website, which is atreradio.com, atreradio.com, or at santafe.com. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing, please like us at facebook.com/atreradio. And you can always follow us on Twitter at Realty Radio. I was always amazed, Drew, that I was able to get Realty Radio as my Twitter thingy. So, again, we're talking about a variety of issues associated with real estate, the market in Santa Fe. We were talking before about the quality of our brokers, the quality of our listings. But as I said before we took a break, Drew, and you are, again, very, very proud of this, is that we have some of the best people serving us as part of the administrative team and our marketing team who work closely with me on my All Things Real Estate show are some of the best in the United States, aren't they?
I agree. Our local staff here, we could not do without them. They are the center of our wheel and really help support us in amazing ways to take care of our brokers and take care of our clients. From our administrative staff and our marketing staff, to be ahead of ever-changing industry regulations and requirements, we want to make sure that we're always and definitely knowledgeable and able to handle those transitions that happen all the time with ease so our clients are taken care of. And just hats off to our staff. I'm so proud of them and all that they do for us. And I think that's coupled with the support of our corporate office based in New York and all that they're able to help keep us globally connected. The as luxury leaders locally and as a luxury brokerage, the offerings that we're able to provide to our clients are second to none.
Yeah, indeed. And I guess if someone's out there, there was a boost in the number of young people coming out of college or maybe starting their careers, and they saw real estate as a path to take. It's, as you and I would agree, it's not just I want to become a real estate broker and it happens overnight. You have to work hard. You have to study. You have to take classes. You have to pass them. You have to become licensed. So the process itself is complicated. But for a young person out there that's looking to join a brokerage, let's say that he or she just secured their license and they're starting to mill around in the Santa Fe market and say, okay, who am I wanting to work with as the qualifying broker of the Santa Fe brokerage of Sotheby's? What would be the one thing you would say to them, or two things or three things, that would entice them to actually join our company?
I think the engagement with other brokers is vital as people enter into the real estate industry. And so often we have newer licensees that have wonderful transferable skills from other industries and other businesses that they've run. And so it's not always new brokers are not always about age, but always about what is their goals and getting to that next step of career. And so the brokerage that you align with, and the support of not just the amazing staff that we talked about, but your colleagues, is vital. And having the opportunity to engage, learn institutional wisdom, and make sure that you're taking care of your clients 100% is the most important factor.
Yeah, those are nice, softer issues, but some of the things I know that the company itself is rather proud of, Drew, and we certainly exercise it at our Santa Fe brokerage, is the use of the best in technology, some of the things of engaging people in social and digital media. Sotheby's is really sort of at the head of the list on being able to offer these both for home sellers when they want to list and market their property with a broker, but also for home buyers. It's a really a solid part of our brokerage, isn't it?
It is, and that data and information is critical to it. And one thing I'm really proud of our brokerage is the Luxury Outlook Report, and it's a deep dive into the high-end residential market across the globe. And while we have it tailored to all the data from our market for our clients, it also connects you in with the global resources of our brand that understands the luxury market across the globe. And through your partnership with one of our great Sotheby's International Realty associate brokers, you're able to have access into that report that's sent out quarterly and then annually to stay on top of the changing market and how it's impacting our residential luxury market.
So many of our buyers come from overseas, and the reach that Sotheby's has all over the world makes our listings, even in a smaller community like Santa Fe compared to Los Angeles or New York, we've got the same kind of horsepower that allows people overseas to see what we're offering, and really it makes a difference on being able to communicate with them about options that exist in the Southwest, true?
So true. With Sotheby's International Realty, we really provide an unparalleled exposure and worldwide reach for our listings. When a home is showcased on Sotheby'sRealty.com, it's also exclusively distributed to more than 100 Sotheby's International Realty affiliate websites around the world, including even to these in-depth ones that go behind firewalls in countries to allow access even into China, where we have the ability for them to have a translated connection of all of our listings. So really a fascinating element that you can have your property truly globally presented through partnering with us.
And, of course, this reach is enhanced by the special relationship that Sotheby's has with institutions like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, other globally well-known entities that actually feature our properties, and not only stories but advertising. That makes a big difference in the marketing, doesn't it?
It does, and our reach of our PR out of New York is unparalleled, and the ability for those properties to be highlighted, to be featured in articles, and to be celebrated really brings home the power of our network to listings in Santa Fe.
Yeah. So, my friend, we have a number of things that we would put into sort of the category of challenges. Every business has a challenge. Some of those are unknown, unexpected. Some of them are challenges that we know about as real estate professionals, and we know how to actually put together strategies to, if they come into our lives as we go through a transaction with a home buyer or a seller, that we're able to address. There were a number of phenomenons, and some of them fell into that challenge category, Drew, that occurred as a result of the whole COVID experience, how we dealt with our clients, how we were needing to be safe, et cetera. But there are other institutional things in the transaction process that have become sort of funny, and they would include home buyers actually waiving inspections in the frenzy of these multiple bid situations. Those are not always good things to do as a home buyer, are they?
That's correct. I think knowledge is power, and knowing what you're buying is critical. And during the frenzy of parts of the pandemic where there was the encouragement to waive inspections, and that, you know, that encouragement came from a perception in the market that you had to do that to perhaps win. And we often found ourselves counseling clients, say, even if you decide to, quote-unquote, waive an inspection, still perform them for your knowledge so you know exactly what you're doing. As we move into this current market, we're not seeing that practice happen, and that, to your point, I think is a good balance that comes with people being able to take full due diligence to understand the property that they're purchasing. And even if a seller is not inclined to make repairs or concessions, it's vital that the buyer knows exactly what they should plan for and their ownership of the property through understanding it in the inspection process.
Well, and on that issue of inspection, I think you were leading to this, is for many years I have actually been suggesting to home sellers pre-COVID, as I said, going back several years ago, that they actually consider doing a pre-listing inspection for the very reasons you're citing, Drew, and that is that they, as a home seller, though they live in the home, they may not know everything that's going on within the property itself. Doing a pre-listing inspection gives them a level of knowledge, going to your point, that is really valuable in the transaction process. They can anticipate things that a home buyer is going to discover when they do their own inspection, and perhaps there's a strategy there that a seller wants to pursue to take care of issues that they discover during a pre-listing inspection. Are you a recommender of that strategy?
Yeah, I'm a firm advocate for the pre-inspection, and it's all about being in control of the situation by understanding the state of the property. And I'll preface this with that there is not any property out there that's 100% perfect. And kudos to the people that are so diligent and meticulous that have it at 99%. But the reality is every property is going to have something identified, or at least a correlation of this is what should be planned for the buyer. So having that knowledge in advance as you prepare to present your property really allows you to be in control. And then there's not as many surprises as you get into the deadlines and the quicker time frame once under contract and the buyer's inspection process is starting. Why not have control of the knowledge in advance so you can navigate the decisions with, you know, more due diligence, and you can fix things if you'd like to in advance, or at least know, you know, as you get into the negotiation process, you've had time to really understand the state of the property.
Right. And on that score, and something that we talked about earlier in the show, the complexity of buying and selling a property is more so now than it's ever been. And there are a number of things that occur, legal updates associated with changes of forms that home buyers, sellers, and their brokers need to deal with. These are elements that are ever changing, and at the end of the day, what it means, Drew, I believe, is that your clients need to be comfortable with the knowledge level, to go to your word, of your broker, that he or she is absolutely ahead of the curve on knowing what's changing in the market, legally mandated or otherwise. True?
It's so true, and that's a great strength of our state association, our local association, and then Sotheby's International Realty, is it's all about education and proactive education. And to your point, the forms that we're utilizing provided from our state association are going to be changing for inspection process to help provide more clarity and in the negotiation process back and forth between buyers and sellers. So that's something that I really encourage people to partner with their brokers as they prepare to understand what the inspection process is going to look like and make sure that you are working with, you know, with a brokerage that has that education out there as kind of the key to understanding forever changing market that we live in and we work in and have our arms wrapped around every day.
Excellent points. Mr. Drew Lamprecht, the qualifying broker and vice president of the Santa Fe Brokerage at Sotheby's International Realty. My special guest today, hang in there, my friend, because Shannon Sullivan, my producer, is going to take us on a break as we get ready to air our broker reflection segment and then also receive some closing remarks from you, Mr. Lamprecht. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Start to fall.
Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.
A house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and you know by the sound of that music, we've reached a segment in the second hour of the program always designed to underscore just how important the place we call home actually is to each of us. This segment is brought to you by our friends at the Allstate Insurance Quezada Jacobs Family Agency, and they can be contacted in Santa Fe at 505-474-4033. That's 505-474-4033. So my special guest today, Mr. Drew Lamprecht, the Vice President and Qualifying Broker of the Sotheby's International Realty Brokerage in Santa Fe, is I'm sure delighted to tell you that we're featuring a collection of fine homes that all of our broker colleagues at the company are offering just for you. For information on the property that we featured on today's first hour of the program, please go to our website, atreradio.com. That's atreradio.com. And in the upper left-hand corner of our homepage is a picture of this fabulous property. Click on it for more details, as well as to schedule an appointment with my broker colleague, Lois Suri. And when you do this, you'll also see a drop-down for Santa Fe at the top of the page, which will take you to all of the brokers of the company, as well as information on the homes that they're offering. Sotheby's International Realty is fully operational, offering every home buyer and seller the opportunity to still realize all of their real estate dreams. So, Drew, coming near the end of the show here, a few things I'd like to ask you about. If you were in the seat and somebody was a home buyer and somebody was a home seller and they came to you and they said, okay, Mr. Qualifying Broker, what are your recommendations for me, the two or three you'd like to offer on each side of the transaction, as I go through this market in September, what would those recommendations be?
I think it's to move forward confidently, knowing that with looking at historical data and where we project things, that it's still a very strong time to move. To the earlier conversation, while interest rates have risen, they're still historically in a position that people can move forward and accomplish their goals. For sellers, it's a great time with demand in our micro seasons throughout Santa Fe to still consider putting your property on the market. We don't have to wait to do that. It's a wonderful thing about our culture that brings people from around the world all different times of the year. And I think it's going in with knowledge. It's working with that broker that can help you stay ahead of all the information that's out there and work on understanding that property completely. There's so many elements that our brokers help people connect within the community and understand the best location and property for them.
It's a good point, and you underscored this earlier in the show, is that because we have so many people coming to Santa Fe for the first time to live, maybe they've been here as a vacationer, but to live here is a different sort of proposition altogether. We do take pride in the fact that we know the community so well, And there are lots of things that anybody moving into a new city would be asking questions about. What's the food like? What are the schools like, et cetera? Some of those things we have the ability to recommend them to folks who can give the answers to questions. Some of those we as real estate brokers are careful not to wade into, but we do know the experts that can answer them. So that's a very good element that we are able to offer. I must say, though, Drew, that, and I'm sure you agree with this, as a qualifying broker of our brokerage, is that, as I indicated earlier, we have so many fine real estate professionals in Santa Fe. We are so lucky as a moderate-sized town to have such a strong group of people that call this their trade. Don't you agree with that?
I completely agree, and I've been impressed time and time again with our associate brokers throughout our community, and working at the association and volunteering there has allowed such a great partnership with so many different individuals. I think it's a joy of our community that you have the depth of people from around the world and so many professional industries represented as the people bring those skills here, and that includes into real estate. And I really enjoy working with the different brokers in our community. But we're still a small enough community that everyone gets to know each other. Reputation, ethics, and how we proceed with our business is paramount.
Two questions. First one is, actually I have more than two, but the two specific to this point is you are, as I started out the show and you've referenced it a couple of times, you're becoming the president of the Santa Fe Association of Realtors in 2023. I don't know how you have the time to do that as also the qualifying broker of Sotheby's, but you are a gifted person. What would you say is the one thing or two things that you are looking forward to when you assume that job in January?
I'm looking forward to helping bring the association through, you know, a changing market as well. And throughout my professional careers within real estate and even in other industries, I've often found myself assuming leadership roles during times of change. And it really helps reaffirm when that leadership is really needed as people want to understand how to navigate a changing market. And the compliment we shared earlier with the staff at Sotheby's International Realty, I think, is another compliment that can be shared with the staff at the Santa Fe Association of Realtors. I've been so impressed with their leadership and through their support for all of our brokers, even allows to your compliment of being able to help take on all of these leadership roles. We really rely on that staff at SFAR immensely.
Yeah, I agree. As a broker, I'm indebted to them as well as the staff at our company. They are a top-notch group and always looking after the interests of individual brokers, because you don't want to have a weak link at all in what you're offering to the public. Second question associated with this sort of general theme is, you have had other careers besides real estate, but what makes real estate to you personally so important?
I think the role that we play in people's lives during that transaction can be quite profound. And I've really enjoyed that element of getting to know clients, getting to work with our brokers and their clients through this, you know, very crucial time. But that in-depth relationship that the real estate professional plays in people's lives is very poignant and very meaningful, and has been a really fulfilling part of my career in real estate.
Last question and statement. Actually, it's more of a thank you than anything else. As you well know, All Things Real Estate marked its 13th year of airing in June. And I just have to say that I am very appreciative, Drew, of all the things that you've done to support our radio program in so many ways since you assumed your job. And even prior to that, as I said, you were regularly a broker that I featured on the program during our Broker Reflection segment. So thank you very much for all the support. I couldn't do it without what you and the rest of the team and the brokers and the staff offer to All Things Real Estate. So thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Ray, and thanks from our community for those 13 years of extreme engagement and knowledge and ability to provide commentary and data, which I know we all really rely on and really value. So thank you.
We're not going to give it up yet, my friend. We still have a little more time to go. So with that, we've got about 1 minute here for you to offer your last major point about the state of the real estate market as we end this show. Where are we right now in the middle of September?
As we go into the fall and enjoy this autumn season and in this balanced market, we're looking forward to 23 to still be a strong year for us. It will be probably most similar, closer to 2019 as we look at historical data and what the trajectory shows, which was a great year in real estate and, again, a balanced ability for us to meet the goals of both buyers and sellers. As we go forward and as a community, what we offer to people looking to relocate, looking to move up within the community, is such a special community that will continue to really drive the interest. And as we balance larger economic impacts and influences, our local economy is still very strong, and we're looking forward to a strong finish to this year and moving into the next year to help everyone meet their goals.
Very good, my friend. Drew Lamprecht, the qualifying broker and vice president of the Sotheby's International Realty Brokerage in Santa Fe. Really appreciate you offering so much valuable information to our listening audience and for joining me today and bringing some terrific observations. Really do appreciate it, Drew.
Thank you, Ray.
We're going to have you back on a future show, and of course, I wish, along with all of my colleagues at the company, Drew, great success as he continues to lead the Santa Fe brokerage operation. A big thank you to my producer, Shannon Sullivan, and the marketing team at Sotheby's International Realty for helping to make our show a destination that people turn to each week. Many thanks to you out there for tuning into the program today and for all of your suggestions on topics that you would like us to discuss. We really do appreciate you taking the time to do that. Please go to our website, atreradio.com, atreradio.com, for real estate and community news and information. So as we're moving towards the start of the fall season, what better way to mark the occasion than by listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire sing their famous song, September? More than ever, I hope and wish that we all realize good health, sound judgment, and good fortune in the lives we lead.